Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. You'll recognize me by my voice. Bill Hubbard is with us. He's clear voice today, and he's always clear voice. Bill's a great guy, an original member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy, also The Medical Privacy Rule. He is the top human resources expert in our Brain Trust. He's our good friend, Bill Hubbard. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Always glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, and we've got something really sexy to talk about today, don't we?
Well, I don't know if sexy is the right word, but it's an area that is a growing area. Background checking is an area that employers are getting into a lot more these days.
Yeah.
And I saw a study recently by an organization that suggested that they have seen background checks increase by 16% just over the last year alone.
What do they attribute that to, Bill?
Well, I would say a key part of it is this whole era of post-9/11. With security issues, the security threats is a key driving factor behind that. Another example of a significant issue was the Enron Arthur Andersen debacle, I'll call it,
right,
where professional advice and responding on issues and reporting on issues was not properly handled. So these are the kinds of things that are bringing...
Are you saying, Bill, pardon me, are you saying that part of the Enron issue was... And part of the problem they had there was because of poor background checks for employees?
No, I'm not. No, I don't want to convey that thought. But just that as an example of an issue that an organization was so significantly affected by the conduct of its managers.
Mm-hmm.
Now companies are taking a closer look at, gee, who are we hiring?
So
what
you're saying
their,
you're
what
saying
is their
that,
background?
That you're not saying that in that particular case a background check would have caught it. But if nobody did... If nobody did a background check on some of those folks, they didn't know that.
That's true. That's true. And there could have been. Typically, what we're seeing is there's individuals whose maybe their ethical practices are less than desirable. And you see a pattern of this in their employment history, and then you interview somebody and you go to hire them. And if you don't conduct that background check, you don't find out this information until it's too late. So more and more firms are beginning to look at these issues, and they're beginning to think, well, gee, we should check out this person a little bit more thoroughly. And background checking is one of the tools that we're seeing much more increase in terms of that activity occurring.
Well, let's assume that we're hiring employees that aren't necessarily at the high level of management. They're in the middle somewhere. They're salespeople in the accounting department, the warehouse, delivery, that kind of thing. What are we looking for?
Well, first of all, I'd say check their employment references.
And you got to do that, don't you?
You really should.
You
and
got
I'm
to
amazed
do that.
The number of firms that don't. They agree that, yeah, we should do that, but it just takes the time to make the phone calls. So that, to me, that's really is point number one is check their employment records. Another key issue is if that person's driving on the job, check their driving record. Make sure they have a current license.
You got to do that.
Exactly.
At a minimum.
That there's no history of convictions or DUIs or that type of activity.
Right.
And then if you've got people in a professional activity, it's important to verify credentials. One of the key issues that we're seeing, particularly over the last couple of years where there was a high level of unemployment, was puffing up of a resume, expanding one's credentials in terms of what they say they have accomplished when they actually haven't accomplished. So they're oftentimes they write up information relating to college education that suggests that they have a degree, but in fact they don't have that degree. Maybe they attended that at college once or one, a year or two, but they never completed that for one reason or another.
In this survey that you report on this month in your article, there's a statistic in there about how bad that is. It was about half, as I remember.
About half. There you go. Yeah, about half of employment, education, and credential checks of individuals who were checked for background checks revealed that information was not what they said it was on their employment application.
They didn't have the education they said. They didn't work as long as they said at a business.
They,
that kind of thing.
Was, a whole host of issues that could be either one of those, yeah, that were identified as differences from what the individual had put down. So
basically, they lied. They didn't tell the truth.
They lied about the job. They may have lied about the pay level. They may have lied about their educational credential. And this is information that they're putting down in their application that they're turning into you. And if you don't verify that information, then you could be hiring somebody that truly is unqualified.
You know, recently, I say recently, in the last few years, there have been a couple of coaching situations, high-profile coaching situations, where the coach was found to not have the credentials that he said he had. And the guy had been working for the school for a long time before they found it out. I mean, why wouldn't they take the time to go to check that out?
I think sometimes the thought is, well, you're in front of me, we're talking, we're getting along great, the chemistry is here, I really like you, I really want to hire you, and you're telling me this, and I don't want to offend you by verifying that what you said is true. Mm-hmm. And yet, to me, the best way around that is to be right up front and say, this is our procedure. We verify information that's presented to us. And in fact, one of the things that I recommend is, on your employment application, make sure that the little paragraph that follows where they sign off at the end of the application states that the applicant certifies that the information is true and correct and complete, and that they authorize a background check and understand that they're going to be subject to that and authorize or permit that to occur, and don't hold any former parties liable for any type of information that might be turned up.
And should it be stated in that paragraph that any discrepancies that are found are cause for termination?
Yes, that would be the other factor to identify as well. So that that if they do falsify information, it does turn up later on, and that is grounds for termination. So in the activities that I've done with screening employees, I've found that, number one, it's good to tell people we're going to check that information because that sometimes will flush out an issue. And then when you do follow through and check on it. If it raises up a question or an issue that's not true, that doesn't necessarily mean it's an automatic knockout factor, but rather it means take a closer look, talk to the person some more, ask
the
more
question.
Questions.
Yeah, why is this? Why is there a discrepancy here? Did you make a mistake?
Sometimes it could be an inadvertent error, but oftentimes what we're seeing is that there's a deliberate misrepresentation of the information. And if a candidate is misrepresenting information to you day one, walking into the job, you know, to me that raises serious questions about their capability.
No question about it. Bill, give us your website, please.
www.hubbert.com, H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
Thanks, Bill. Hold on to that thought, folks. We'll be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This is my Barry White impersonation, by the way, folks. That's my story now, and I'm sticking to it. Drinking lots of water, and Bill Hubbert is with us, and he's not drinking so much water. Bill,
well,
we're glad to have you back, as always, and we're talking about background checks for employees. And, you know, Bill, for small business owners, it's really annoying when we need to hire an employee because we don't have time to do a good job of finding the person. And then now you want us to take the time to do a background check and to call, make a bunch of phone calls and to do all this other stuff. And if anybody does it, I got to do it because there's nobody else here to do this. And that's the reason why it doesn't get done, I think.
Well, that is, but there is help available. For example, there's a firm that I've had some interaction with that's called Achievement Tech. They're based out of Dallas.
Achievement Tech.
And they offer this type of service over the Internet.
Hmm.
So if you become a client of them, then you can log on to a website. They investigate you before you become a client, so there's
right.
No sneaking in the back door to try to get dirty information on somebody. This is not Googling somebody.
Right.
But rather, you present who you are, what your business purpose is for conducting a background check, and then this organization and others will conduct background checks for you for a cost. And
what does it cost, you think?
The range that I understand is somewhere in the range of anywhere from $15 to $25.
Really?
For a criminal background check per county.
Oh.
So there's, and the, well, the issue with background checks is this is kind of an a la carte service.
Yeah.
There are so many different things that you can look for. You can check driver's license. You can check education.
The credit.
You can check employment. You can check credit. You can check criminal issues. You can check civil issues. Each one of these is an individual search or contact,
mm-hmm.
and therefore each one of these has a cost associated with it.
If I wanted to have a reasonable, feel like I've done a reasonable amount of due diligence on an employee, what do you think I should spend on that? A couple hundred bucks?
I would feel that it could come to that. Now, the key is going to
That's a good investment.
It is. If you're looking at a drug alcohol test or a pre-employment physical, you're looking at something that can come into that neighborhood as well. But if you're looking at the problems that one of these employees can create, you're looking at $40,000, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, $600,000.
That's what you got to do. If you think 200 is too much, imagine what kind of a pickle you're going to get into if you hire somebody who you could have known was capable of coming in and hurting some of your other employees.
Exactly. And that's one of the issues that the achievement people identify, was that you can be subject to a negligent hiring claim if you have hired somebody who is violent or is a sexual predator or someone of that nature, and that person goes out and harms one of your customers or harms the public, and they're doing this while they're on the job for you, then your organization very likely could become liable for failing to take basic steps to screen out a dangerous individual.
Bill, is that little permission paragraph that we talked about earlier at the bottom of the application, does that get us out of hot water with regard to privacy?
That's a good question. Actually, in terms of credit,
we're sort of between a rock and a hard place, aren't we? Sometimes
a little bit. The federal credit law does require a more detailed consent notice for a credit check. So if you're going to conduct a credit check on somebody, you must provide them a full notice on that, and they sign that. And if you turn up anything that's adverse and you make a decision based upon that, you must communicate that information to the individual. And then the individual then has a right to contact the credit agencies and correct any errors that might have been in their information. So a more detailed notice and consent is certainly an important part of this whole process. Carefully focus on what the job activity is, what background information you want to verify. Limit your focus to the job activity, and then communicate to the candidates that this is our selection process. Once you get down to your final one or two or three people, then you make those investigations at that point so that you're not doing this excessively for a large number of individuals.
What's wrong with hiring a firm to screen all applicants before you even meet them, so that you don't get to meet anybody until they're already pre-approved, so to speak?
Well, that can help. You're still, as an employer, liable for your employees, so you want to make sure that the firm that you retain for any kind of recruiting or screening services is doing their job properly.
Right.
But this is the reason more and more human resources activities are being subcontracted out,
right,
and performed as kind of an out-service type of a resource. So whether it's like the professional employer organizations that basically retain your employees as their employees and lease them back to you is one approach. Firms that conduct screening, firms that do recruiting, firms that do background checking, firms that do assessment testing, firms that do drug screening, these are all these specialty activities that are there that are occurring, and various resources are now available to provide these services to firms.
You got to do these things. Can they give us your website again, and give us the one for Achievement Tech?
Okay, I'm at Hubbard.com. And
two B's, two T's.
And the Achievement Tech is, well, if you look for Achievement Tech on the website or on the Internet, you'll get to the
site. Google Achievement Tech. Yeah, that'll take you there. Bill, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Always
good job today. We'll see you next time. Bill Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back with another Bill Brandt. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.